I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me for a few moments at the front, please. Oh, put that on there. Put that on there. There you go. Come on down. Let's see, Sue, how would you like to be my page turner this morning? You ready? Whenever you see me come to a little gap like that, just turn a page. All right? It's good to see so many of you today. A little later in this service, I'm going to be talking about a teacher named Jesus who taught people to live by something he called the Golden Rule. Probably heard of the Golden Rule, and that's what this book is about. This is about a conversation that a boy had with his grandfather about the Golden Rule. Let's see if we're on the page. Yes. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. A boy and his grandfather sat on a city sidewalk looking at a billboard. Grandpa, what does it say? The boy asked. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. People all over the world call these words the Golden Rule. It means to treat people like you would want to be treated. It's golden because it's so valuable, and a way of living so simple that it shines. Some people put the Golden Rule another way, Grandpa said. Do nothing to other people you would not like to have done to you. Either way, it's a very good rule. What's it for? The boy asked. Oh, who's it for? The boy asked. You, me, anyone can practice the Golden Rule. It's for people everywhere, everywhere. Whatever their religion, people find the idea of the Golden Rule in their holy books. Christianity says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Judaism says, what is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow human beings. Islam says, hurt no one so no one may hurt you. Hinduism says, do nothing to others that would cause them pain. Buddhism says, do not do to others what could hurt you. The Shawnee tribe says, do not injure your neighbor. For it is not your neighbor who you injure, but yourself. The boy and his grandfather sat on a park bench. So, Grandpa, how can I practice the Golden Rule? Use your imagination. Imagine how someone else feels. A new child joining your class, how do you think he or she feels? Yeah. New kids always look scared. Would you feel scared if it was you? Oh, yes. So to practice the Golden Rule, you would smile at the new kid, the boy said. You got it. I bet you can think of other ways you'd like to be treated or not treated. How do you feel when you're teased or bullied? Sad and mad and small, the boy said. Do you like feeling that, asked Grandpa? No, neither does anyone else. The boy thought a moment about the Golden Rule. I see. I should tell the truth because I don't like being lied to. I should listen to other people because I want them to listen to me. I sometimes need help, so I should offer my help to those who need it. You're getting the idea, Grandpa nodded. Grandpa, the boy said, the Golden Rule is a very big thing, isn't it? Very big, very small, and very old. It's been around thousands of years. Thousands of years? Well, then I don't think everybody's practicing it the way they should. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many problems between people and between countries. You're right, my boy. I wonder how things would change if everyone lived by the Golden Rule. I think people would be nicer, kinder. They'd act better towards their family and friends and even strangers. What if countries lived by the Golden Rule, Grandfather asked. Well, then, people wouldn't want to hurt each other because they don't like being hurt. Maybe there wouldn't be wars. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? Wonderful, Grandpa. But you can't make everybody in the world practice the Golden Rule. There's only one person you can ask to do that. Me? You. It begins with you. Can you remember that? Did you go to your classes this morning? Okay. Thank you so much.